any other service. Mercy, Lord. So this morning, before we go into the word, I would like us to stand to our feet. I would like to, we are going to spend the next few minutes just thanking Him, celebrating His faithfulness, celebrating His loving kindness. We are going to give Him all the wonderful praises He deserves. We are going to give Him all the wonderful worship He deserves. We are going to give Him all the wonderful adoration He deserves. We are going to bless Him from the depth of our heart, because it's not just any other Sunday, it is a Thanksgiving Sunday. It is a Thanksgiving Sunday. It is a Sunday we give back for what He has done in honor of Him. It is a Sunday we have come to say, Lord, we are grateful for every other month and other days that have passed, and we do not take it for granted. So right now, I want you to bring out your Thanksgiving offering, something that you have brought to appreciate Him. In case you don't call, you don't arrive with a Thanksgiving offering, it's not too late for you to quickly write something and pass it into the sheet of paper. You can do your transfer, whatever. But by all means, let us take something special in this moment to say thank you to Him. 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 Help me with my envelope then, please. To say thank you to Him. Awesome God. Lift up the substance you have brought to appreciate it. In your heart of heart, if you don't have any substance, you can write it on the sheet of paper, this is what I'm going to transfer. But by all means, let us give something to appreciate Him. We give of our substance, and we give of our hearts. We give of our substance. Wherever you are, online or in the church here, let's take our special time to appreciate the King of Glory today. Money cannot buy the wonderful things He has done for us. I cannot imagine any amount I can give in honor of Him. I cannot imagine anything I can give back to Him. Now listen up. Father, this is my substance. This is up. This is our substance. We are not unmindful that so many people are not witnessing today. Even in less than 2 hours to cross over, some did not believe you. But thank you for your faithfulness in this new month. Thank you for 2020 so far. Because of your failing love towards us. Father, we celebrate you. Father, we honor you. Father, we say only you deserve all the glory. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now, in the next 5 minutes, it is not the substance alone that matters. This is the substance you present with celebration. This is the substance you present with your body, with excitement. Are you? Is somebody ready to appreciate Him this morning?
Oh yes.
Somebody ready to thank Him this morning? All right, let's go. As we celebrate the faithfulness of God.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Help me say, you are marvelous, yeah. You are, you are, you are, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Hey, you are glorious, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You, 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 you. You are marvelous, yeah. You are, you are, you are, you are, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
gift of good health, we do not take for granted the gift of life. We do not take for granted that we are standing on our feet this morning. Despite everything the devil has thrown at us, we came out victorious. Accept our thanksgiving, for you alone deserve it. For in Jesus' name we have worship. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Now you may please be seated. Glory be to God. So officially, I want to welcome you to the month of November. It will be unto you a month like no other.
Amen.
So it will be unto you a month like no other. Hallelujah. This morning I will be sharing with you on the subject of falling in love with God. Falling in love with God. This is Salvation Month, and we are running an operation this month, Operation Save and Establish a Soul. Operation Save and Establish a Soul. In other words, you are going to, in this month, ensure that by all means, we seek and save a soul, and we ensure that they are established in the kingdom of God. That is the operation we are running this month, and that this operation is a 4 weeks operation. 4 weeks. So save and establish 4 weeks. So throughout the month of November, we will aggressively pursue this kingdom mandate, which is to seek and to save, then establish, which is the vision of the church, to seek and to save and establish the Lord in the kingdom of God. So now it's operation save and establish. Save and establish. Hallelujah. Now this morning I'll be sharing on the subject of falling in love with God. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 to 38. Jesus answered, or Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. This is the first and great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. So in other words, everything about us must be in love with God. What does it mean to love God? What then does it mean to love God? If this is the first and great commandment, then we must be a specialist in knowing what it means to love God. So what does it mean to love God? Number one, it means a God-first lifestyle. To love the Lord means a God-first lifestyle. This is the first and great commandment. A lifestyle that God comes first. God comes first. Matthew chapter 6 verse 32. For after these things do the Gentiles seek after. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. So the definition of a Gentile or an unbeliever is that he seeks other things first and God comes later. But if you want to define who a child of God is, then Matthew 6:33 is it, as I said, but seek ye first. Seek ye first. So the difference between an unbeliever and a child of God is what they go after first, their level of priority. So you can ask yourself, tell me your priority in life. By the time a man makes known his priority, see where God occupies in his or her life, then you will understand whether this man is a God lover or this woman is a God lover or not. The individual you are talking with, you will know by just understanding what the person is seeking after. So what do you want to be in life? Oh yes, you know, I want to be a pilot, I want to be a caterer, I want to be a good husband, I want to be a good wife, I want to get married, I want to travel out, attend the best school. Let it finish. Then you ask, so what do you have for God in your life? Because in all these your plans, God does not come first. Now the ideal thing is that I want to love God more first. I want to serve Him. I want to be close to Him. You should first have a God-minded vision before your own vision for life comes. Because when, if you don't exist, there is no way you can amount to anything. So God should come first. Do you realize that when people are talking about what they want to achieve in life, some can mention a whole lot of other things, and there is nothing about God in their life goal or in their life vision. There is nothing about God. Everything is about earthly things, career driven, marriage driven, finance driven, but God has no place. Now, I want to encourage your parents. If you are a parent, retrain your children to have the right priority. I told my son recently, I said, the moment you finish school, by the grace of God in secondary school, the first thing you have to go and achieve is that you are going for a Bible school for 1 year. I told him the name of the Bible school is going outside of the country. I said, the most important, before you set your feet in any higher institution, God first. When you finish your Bible school, then we can talk about any other thing you want to go and achieve. Because why should you spend all your life training a child in only academic pursuits, and there is no place for God? You will not even let your child have the vision that 1 year you are going to then go and spend in a Bible school somewhere to learn how to serve God. And I was excited. He's been disturbing me about it. And I asked him, what do you want to become? He said, I want to be like you. I want to also serve God and be this. I said, that is how it should be. But God should come first before any other career. God's first lifestyle is an indication that you love God. But for most of us, we don't have this vision. For most of us, we do the world has retrained us that earthly things should come first before God. And we are training our children that earthly things should come first before God. So when you even ask an average child, what do you want to become in life? There is no mention of anything about eternity in their agenda. Then we are wondering, how come we are having a children, another generation that don't even mention God? Look at what they are doing with homosexuality today. They're taking it to the next level. Look at what pornography is doing. Pornography accounts for about 60% of the traffic on the internet. Look, because why? A generation that is not taught that God should come first is a generation that will not love God. But I see that love coming back today. Oh, I see the love of God being established in our heart afresh. In the name of Jesus, can I have amen, somebody? What does it mean to love God? It means to love the interest of God. It means to love the interest of God. To love God means to love the interest of God. The thing that matters to God. The things that are interesting to God. I want to realize that one of the things that keeps marriage is when the other person begins to love the interest of the other. For instance, even if you don't love football, when you are married to a footballer, at least for the sake of that marriage, you must love football. How can your husband be a footballer and you say, no, you don't love football, I am married a footballer? No, does that sound normal? No, you are married a footballer. And you are saying that you hate football with passion. That means that marriage has misrule. Because the person you have married is a footballer. But you are saying you hate football with passion. So when he's on the field of play, you are not there to watch. Now, even though you used to hate football with passion, now that you have married a footballer or somebody who loves football, then you must develop interest in football. Unless that man will find somebody else that will love that what he loves. Because he's playing on the field and his wife and children are not watching that game. And he's going to come back home and say, oh, how we defeated this clean, how we defeated that team. And they say, hey, daddy, you know, we don't like football in this house. That is how it is when you say you love God and you don't love the things that are of interest to God. That is not love. Perhaps before you came to Christ, that used to be the case. But now that you are in Christ, that should no longer be the case. Is somebody with me? Now, what are the things that are of interest to God? What are the things that God loves? What are the things that God loves? John chapter 3 verse 16 explains one of them. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved, not ordinary love, so loved. He's telling you that, imagine he take it to the extreme. You will understand that this kind of love is not a common love. For God so loved the world. So loved the world. So loved the world. Now, who are those in the world? Sinners and believers alike. He loves us all. He loves us all. Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And in Mark chapter 1 verse 17, when he met the people on the road, he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you. The first set of people Jesus was interacting with said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So today, if God, Jesus is still talking to you, he will say, "Come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men." If you are not ready to be a fisher of men, you are not ready to follow Jesus. If you are not ready to be a fisher of men, you just want to be a Christian that claps in the church. You just want to be somebody who loves to clap, who loves to dance, who loves to just sit down in the house of the Lord, who loves to just do other things, but a fisher of men, you have a Christian who have misrode. Because the Lord Jesus we are serving said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And Hebrews 13:8 says, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he was making people fishers of men yesterday, he's still making men fishers of men today. You have to just love to win souls. When you see a man who has a heart for the Lord, you have seen a man who loves the Lord. When you see a man who has an undying passion for the things of God, who loves to the Lord, who loves to go all out to bring the lost into the kingdom of God, you have seen a man who truly loves the Lord. You must love the interest of the kingdom. Now, what does that do to you? When you begin to love God, that is the key to a life of endless blessings. Loving God is the key to a life of endless blessings. Today, Christians go from one mountain to the other, praying for breakthrough. Oh God, help me to breakthrough. Every enemy oppressing my life, let them die. Well, it's good to pray such prayer. But if there is a better way you can live your life, I think you should go for that better way. Loving God and the interest of God, a God first lifestyle, a God lifestyle that not a lifestyle that loves the interest of God, a lifestyle that goes after the thing that God loves, is the key to an endless blessing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for them that love him. eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He has a special plan for lovers. It's called a lover's plan package. A lover's plan combo package. That this type of blessings are only reserved for those who love God. So you cannot imagine what he always has in preparation for those who love him. Mention 10 things. What he has for you is more than that. All you need to do to qualify for that blessing is to love him. Sometimes when you travel outside of the country, you get to some international airport, you meet some people there who will begin to tell you that they have a promo, that if you can attend a seminar for maybe 5 minutes or something, then they will give you tickets to go for some leisures in some special places. I remember in one of those countries I got to, and they said, if you can come to our office tomorrow, we want to introduce a product to you. Even though you don't buy the product, even though you don't pay for the product, but all we want is that just attend that program. Once you attend for that 30 minutes, we will give you a special ticket that will qualify you to these special places. And those special places, if you are to go there by yourself, you will pay for them. So one day I decided to give it a shot. I went to their office of the truth. They market this building plan that was worth millions of naira, and that you can buy apartment, pay small, do this, do that. And I thank God that I did not even decide to go for that offer, because now the tourism sector has been badly. This was last year I was talking about. So well, I don't borrow to buy building. So, but you know, it's a hotel. You can buy one room, then it will be earning you money in your country, because this 2020 is going to be the year they are going to do special expo, whatever. That expo never took place. But what do I want to say? When I finished, they did not compel me. Then they gave me the ticket. Desert safari, boat cruise, and some things like that. So I got this ticket not because I paid for those apartments, but because it is a bargain. Attend, sit down. We don't necessarily need you to pay. Then you will qualify for this. So that ticket that others are going to pay for with their money was given to me on the grounds that I attended that seminar. So even though we are in the same boat going for this tourism, this thing, and show, whatever they call it, most of the other people paid for it. I was rewarded with it. So there is a difference between laboring to get something and letting it come to you as a reward. There is a lifestyle that prosper based on not hard work alone, not hard labor alone, which is good, but kingdom reward. What others are dying for, he places it on your lap because you have qualified for it. And what is the qualification? Loving God. Say, eyes have not seen, nor hear her. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. I see you loving God this month. Oh, in this month of November, this is a month you fall in love afresh with God. Amen. Oh, somebody, I'm not hearing you shout amen. Amen. I said, this month, you will fall in love with God like never before in the name of Jesus. Amen. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for good. Now, it is only good things. Even regardless of the bad things that the devil throws at you, God gave you a formula. Said, let the devil do his worst, it will always come out as your best. All things, good, the bad, the ugly, all of them, when you love God, the Bible says all things will only work together for your good. It may mean downfall for others. It may mean the end of the road for others. It may mean that others may not prosper for me. Whenever that same thing gets to you, it will work together for your good. Lazarus, a lover of God, died and was in the grave for 4 days. It ended up to be the greatest revival of all time. Because they were a family that loves God. Jesus ate with them. Jesus spent time with them. When Jesus comes there, they always attend to the interest of Jesus. So when Lazarus, their brother, died, even the way Jesus wept there, they said, oh, I will love Lazarus. We have never heard that Jesus wept for any other person in the Bible apart from the cross, that the more than the day he wept for this man called Lazarus. He wept in John chapter 11. He wept. And the Bible said, people looked at him and said, oh, how he loved him. How he loved him. How he loved him. Look at the way he's weeping for him. How he loved him. I said, no, this one cannot remain in the grave. This one cannot remain in the grave. This one cannot remain in the grave. We have to break every natural law right now. This one cannot remain in the grave. All things work together for good. So the enemy that is trying to harass your life, tell that enemy, you're only wasting your time. Because whatever you do to me, we only work together for my good. The enemy that thinks that making you barren will make sure that is the end. Tell that enemy, say, whatever you throw at me, because I am a God lover, we only work together for my good, for my balado, for my enjoyment. This month is going to be your month of Igbalado.
Amen.
You don't know what Igbalado means? Yes. It's a month of your enjoyment. Yes. For you start reaping the reward of your love life for God. Yes. I said you start reaping the reward of your love life for God. Yes. I see it happening to you. Yes. I said I see it happening to you. Yes. I see it happening to you practically.
Yes.
Oh, you don't want it to happen to you. I said I see it happening to you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So how do we develop our love for God? Now we know that the loving God is key to blessings, key to the next level result. Then how then do we develop our love for God? Number one, communication with God. Communication with God. Imagine it says, when ye pray, when ye communicate. Now, do you realize that when a man loves a woman and he develops interest in that woman, that this one, I like this woman, I like this lady, I think I want to spend the rest of my life with this lady, the first thing this man begins to do is to develop communication. You see that the level of communication increases. They talk more, they chat more, they say hi more. Am I right? Is that what you did to your wife? Ah! When you notice her in the multitude of thousands, say now, to let this one know that there is something in me burning for her. He said, hi, how are you? And sometimes you don't even have anything to say to you. You ask, what have you eaten today? Where are you? What are you doing? Some of us remember how our husband used to do that thing. Maybe he has backstayed and God is restoring him this month. What are you eating? Have you eaten? Are you sleeping? Have you gone out? Are you coming back? All this is not about anything. It's just to show that I love you. So when there is love, there is no malice, there is no communication. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's a signal to show that now something great is in my heart for you. I know of a brother. Even though he's so tired, he gets home. You will see him still putting on the phone. He may sleep off, but we start talking to the beloved from 11. And I wonder, if one day he came around me and was talking with the beloved. I said, this guy, I know that he's so tired, he's pulled out. You could see that he dragged himself. But it's like, no matter what, I must still say hi to my beloved. And I began to, what are you saying? Nothing. And they even take it easy. They are talking like millionaire. They will take it easy. Hello. How are you? I'm fine. How was your day? Fine. Hey. Oh, yeah, tell me how your day went. And it's very happy. Then the person will begin to narrate. You know, I entered the bike in the morning. When the bike got to Rilagege, he touched me. The bird just zoom up. And if I be here, is that the way they say zoom or zoom? Is it my destiny? Then when I go to work, I have to go and change my clothes. So you will not change your clothes before. When I change my clothes, I want the office clothes. They say, hey, so the, and this other person will be enjoying the whole story. He said, you will not say, oh, what? Why are you telling me all this? He's like, no, we just have to talk. That is how you will find it difficult to understand when a Christian says, I cannot pray. You see, lack of prayer means there is no love. Because if you truly love God, there will be level of prayer there. One day, I saw this guy talking for almost 1 hour. And you see, they will devise new ways of to talk. Either they will see some of them going there. From this moment, I will say we are in love. We have to get a CUG line. From this moment, you have to get a WhatsApp line. You have to be on Facebook Messenger. You see, one of the things that shows that people are in love is that they make way for communication to happen. And in fact, one of the things that also causes problems in relationships is that you have not called me the whole day. How can you not call me for the whole day? This took from Monday till today, you did not say hi to me. It's an offense. Then you are a Christian. Don't you think that God will also query you? You have not said anything to me the whole day. Throughout this past week, you did not spend more than 15 minutes with God. No, sister, listen to me. It is a sign to show that you don't love Him. You don't love Him. Brother, if you love God, you will make way for communication. And the more you communicate with God, the more your love develops for Him. The more you spend time in communication with Him, the more your love develops on Him. Now, what kind of communication? There are different kinds of communication you can have. This is where most Christians miss it. Now, can you imagine again? Let's use the one we most of us know about. This brother claims to love this sister, and this sister claims to love this brother. But from day one, that they officially said that we are in this relationship, or maybe from the day one he met her or she met this brother, then this brother calls the sister and says, hello, hello babe, or hello sister, how are you? Please, my recharge card is finished, can you recharge me? Day one, no. Maybe my relationship, he let go. Hey, please, I need money to eat. Can you please send me 1,000 naira to eat? Then he calls again. You know, my car just broke down. And my mechanic says it's going to cost me 50,000 naira. Please, can you send me 50,000 naira to repair my car? Now, how many of you we want to stay in that relationship? No, how many of you? No, there is love there, but this is even from the first week. From the first day, what this person is asking you is that, and then she asks you, you know, my hair, and you know, now that we're in love, my hair used to cost 50,000 naira, but I want to go to the salon tomorrow. Shebi will say we are in love for today. Can you please send me 50,000 naira to buy my new human hair? Now, listen to me. If that guy says that money, it's because the guy does not really love the girl, he wants to just sleep with her. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand what I mean? Somebody you just met in and you are submitted in my hand. Even if he gives it to you, you know that you have said you will pay back in different folds. Then he called him again tomorrow. You know, guy, my recharge card is finished and exhausted. Please, can you send me? Can you recharge me? And he sends you 10,000 naira recharge card. The same thing is a Christian who claims to love God and comes to the place of prayer and says, Father, protect me. Father, deliver me from evil. Father, what is it? As I'm going today, don't let me die in accident. Father, it's good to call God and pray all this prayer, but if you truly love God, that is not how your prayer life will be. Those who don't love God, that is how they pray. They pray according to Matthew 6:32. They pray according to their needs. God is their ATM machine. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for everything. In fact, their thanksgiving is only 2 minutes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name. Father, today as I'm going, let someone answer for me. Let there be open door. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be this. Let there be that. Father, today, oh God, help me. Provide for my need. Oh God, I bind every enemy that wants to attack my life. I bind them. Household witches, money, water spirits. You are seeing somebody who only has God as an ATM machine. Such relationship with God is not productive. Mark it. Those are the people that find it hard to evangelize. I can tell your level of love by just you telling me what to pray for. No, mark it. Those who pray that way find it hard to win a soul. No, just go and check it out. These are the people that will never even want to be involved in anything that will advance the kingdom of God. These are the people that by that type of prayer alone, you see that they will find it difficult to do anything that will move the kingdom of God forward. Because you see, their heart is not in God, loving God, advancing the work of God. Their heart is just God, give me, give me, give me. So when you tell such a person, you know, I want you to start serving God, they will have an excuse. Oh, let us go for outreach. You see, I went for BG yesterday, so I'm sleeping. Let us go for evangelism. You know, this evangelism thing, I don't know how to preach. But listen to their prayer. Ah, 1 hour, Father, every arrow that has come into my body, every day, whatever is terrorizing me, Lord, this year I must marry. Lord, this year this must happen. Lord, to this 2 years or 2 months ago in 2020, let there be breakthrough for me. I don't want to be disappointed. So sometimes when we come for prayer meeting, if you want people to then pray, these are the things we pray. Say, pray about themselves, not pray about God. Listen to me. You are not a God lover. No man wants to stay with an ATM woman. Neither will a woman want to stay with an ATM man. Always submitting needs. Give me this, give me that. And by the time also, you see that within 1 or 2 months, the man has moved to another, the guy has moved to another person. Because you know that actually you are paying for all the with your body and everything, for everything you need. It is time for us to understand what love is. What kind of prayer expresses your love for God? Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, when they came to him, he said, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciple. In verse 2, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Number one, a man who loves God spend quality time in celebrating God. When you check his prayer life, he spends quality time celebrating who God is in his own life. Oh Lord, you are beautiful. Lord, you are mighty. Oh Lord, where would I have been without you? Our Father, which art in heaven. He prays according to Matthew 6:33. There is a hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. When you love God, you pray about the kingdom of God. When you love God, you want to develop your love for God in communication and prayer, you pray about the kingdom of God. The thing that moves the kingdom of God forward. Father, I pray in this operation, seek and establish a soul. Father, I pray that Lord, I will not be barren. In the name of Jesus, this month, I pray that I will be the highest soul winner. Lord, this month, everyone I minister the gospel to must be saved. Everyone I minister to must be established in your kingdom. Father, I pray all my converts that I won last month, that I've not been coming back to church, I pray this month, bring them back to church, Lord. Let them be established, Lord. Father, I pray that you open the door for me to win more souls. Open the door for me to lead more people to Christ. Father, I pray, use me this month. Use me, Lord. Use me mightily. When you see somebody who is praying that way, that man is a man who will have endless blessing in his life. He has understood that what matters most is not how much I pray about my need, but how much God can favor me. You see, this was why Adam failed. This was the reason why Adam failed in the Bible. Now let's look at it. I'm going to show you something right now. We are going to compare Adam versus the new creation reality. You and I in Christ. Now when God created Adam in Genesis chapter 1, he gave him an assignment. Now, one of the things I want you to know is that when God created man, the word need, that word need, was a past tense in the life of man. Now, when you are praying concerning your need as a present tense, before God, everything you ever need has been provided for before you were born. Well, tell me what you need. God, need is not a present tense with God. Need is a past tense with God. That was why he created everything first. And Adam came last. Everything Adam ever needed, he had provided it. Not because Adam prayed for it, but because God knew that this is what will make life comfortable for the man I'm going to create. He didn't create him first. He met all his needs even before he was ever born. The same thing about you too. Before you ever knew who God is, he has sent Jesus to die for you and I. Before you ever knew what papa or mama is, he had sent Jesus on earth to die for you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So who came after God had given? He created Adam last. This is the formula. So when you are praying about a need, know that that need has been met before you even pray about them, for them. Every need in your life has been met. Look at Genesis 2:8. Let's quickly look at it now. Genesis 2:8, and look at what it says. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. God planted the garden, put everything there, then God then put Adam in the garden. Whatever is a need in your life this month, that need is already met.
Amen.
I said that need is already met.
Amen.
Follow me. So God also had sent Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So you will see that what you are going to read in Genesis is the same thing that you are going to see play out in the New Testament. So if Adam failed in Genesis, so many children of God are still failing today in the New Testament. Why? Because the same mistake Adam made is what they are making. So remember that the life came first. This is the order. Life first. He gave life to us. That whosoever believed in him should have eternal life. The second thing, the order after the creation, was that then God began to make his interest known. He began to make his interest known. So he gave life to man. He met the needs of man before man was born. Then gave life to man. You know what? I have made a life comfortable for you before you are born. Now, do you know how to now walk in this life, in this divine provision? Do you know what you need to do to enjoy what I have done for you? Now, he made his interest known to Adam. Now, look at it. In Genesis chapter 2 again, verse 15. Genesis 2, let's read verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. So he provided for man first. Second, he created man. Then he then made man that if you want to love me, if you want me and you to work together, if you want to enjoy the blessing I have made for you, this is what I want to do. Number one, I'm putting you in this garden. Dress and keep this garden. Now, if you go to the Bible, the Hebrew Concordance, and check the word for dress, is the word for labor. Abad is the name, the Hebrew word. Abad is the name. It means little labor for another. To work. It means to serve. So when God was telling Adam that Abraham dress this garden, he's telling him, I want to serve me. Serve me. Now what did Jesus say to us also in the New Testament after he saved us? He said to us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Serve me. When he finished with them, when he finished with the disciples, he also made his will known to them. And he said that God is not willing, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, said God is not willing that any should perish but have eternal life. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me. Dress my garden. So evangelism is your way of dressing your own garden like Adam. When you are engaged in soul winning, you are obeying the will of God. The blessing that Adam enjoyed, you too will enjoy it. Now watch it now. Remember, he created him. The second thing, he made his interest. No, this is what you need to do to love me, to serve me, to be pleasing to me. Dress this garden. Don't eat of this fruit. The same thing Jesus told the disciples and told us after he gave us the life. He said, now serve me with your life. Go and win souls for me. Work for me. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me. Everything about your life should be kingdom driven. Should be kingdom driven. Then the next order is that you then have the choice to obey or not. So when the Lord told Adam what to do, from that moment, the next thing God did for him was that God was showing him how wonderful it can be to him. According to where we read earlier, 2 Corinthians, say, I had not seen nor yet heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Now look at what God did to Abraham. Adam. Now, after he has told him what he needs to do, verse 18, and the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him help meet. Now, was this Adam that prayed that prayer? Now, Adam never knew what a wife was. Adam never knew what it means to marry. God said, if you serve me, I'm going to begin to bless you. So it was not Adam's prayer that brought Adam a wife. Those of you who want to get married, this is the great secret I want to know. Those of you who want to be blessed, this is the greatest secret you can learn. Adam never prayed for his need. God get God to work. Said, now let me get tell this guy, I have a plan for you. It is not good that you should be alone. But you see, when God imagined that, do you know what God did first? Then God now wanted to know whether he would obey what he told him. So verse 19, God then began to bring the animals to him. And whatever Adam called, Adam got to the work. Adam began to labor. From morning to night, Adam was busy naming animals. And verse 21, God made Adam to sleep and brought him a wife. So now that you are working for me, I will also now serve your own interests. Adam, when one day he had gone to name all the animals, when he returned home, God made him to sleep. Now I want to meet your need. I want to meet your need. This is the same thing God is doing for you this month. Get to his work. Get to his work. Pursue his interest. You see, if you go back to what happened to the disciples, he also gave them that commandment. And he told Peter, do you love me more than this? John chapter 21. He asked him 3 times, Peter, lovest thou me more than this? Peter, lovest thou me more than this? He said, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Then feed my sheep. And when Peter obeyed that calling in Acts chapter 2, verse 19, Peter obeyed that calling. On that day, he began to preach. And when Peter began to preach, they were added to the multitude that God saved. And what happened at the end when they obeyed that commandment? In fact, if you go to Acts chapter 2 verse 14, then Peter preached to the multitude, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judah, all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. So Peter began to preach because Jesus told him the secret to endless life of blessing. That feed my sheep, be a feeder of my sheep. Now listen to me. Do you realize that Jesus never let them give them any money? And Jesus never told them to pray for money. Jesus left the disciple without a penny. But he gave them one commandment. Said, if you want to prosper, go into all the world and preach. Dress my lamp. Dress my garden. Dress. Acts chapter 2. Peter wanted to find out whether it's true. The opportunity came to preach, and Peter began to preach. But look at what happened after he preached that sermon. Just the first sermon that Peter preached. Verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto them, Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 39, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, Peter has done his part. He has preached. People have been saved. Now see how God got to work. No, see the next thing that followed. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They preached. 3,000 got converted. Now see what followed. Verse 44. And all they that believed were together and had all things in common. Verse 45. And sold their possession and goods and parted them all men as every man had need. Verse 46. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They supply now. Breaking bread from house to house. And did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, everybody. Everybody look at verse 47. This is your portion this month of November. Amen. Verse 47. Praising God and having what? Favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily, as should be said. Praising God, and the Lord gave them favor. The Lord gave them favor. Favor answers to those who are truly pursuing the interest of God. In Luke chapter 1, Jesus said, why are you looking for me? No, why are you looking for me? Shouldn't I go about my Father's business? Luke chapter 2 verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must go? I must be about my Father's business. Jesus said, I have a business. This business is called the business of God. You see, going after souls, the interest of God is going after doing business with God. And look at what happened. Jesus showed us as a little boy, he discovered that there is a business you can do that can make you profit with God. It's not fasting and prayer. It is called soul winning business. And look at it. When Jesus went about his Father's business, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. With favor with God and man. It happened to Peter. It happened to Jesus. You are the next now. I said you are the next now. In this month of November, you are going to increase in your stature. You see, in other words, things around 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God. I told my wife, I said, this thing that has happened to me came to a man who loves the Lord with an undying passion. And the word of God must be fulfilled. So when the whole thing happened, I faced the word, Lord, you know I love you. So now it is time for you to prove to the world that it pays to love you. Because when those looters entered the mall, normally they gathered away all that belongs to me. Everything in that all they eventually looted. People began to pity me, and my friend told me, my friend was the one that told me to do the video, and he said, stand like this. And the guy that told me to do that video was somebody I was trying to move close to lead to Christ. Was my good friend. But after I realized that he was becoming added, I stepped back. So he said, when he saw, he heard the thing, he said to me, he told his wife, he said, John has stepped back in my life because I am the one that chased him away. Now, he says he must now do something to support. So he called me and said, when I was in Amazon, said, do this video, say this and this, then I will take it off from there. The first thing was that when he posted the video, I sent him the video. He said, now, he sent this straight to the deputy governor of Lagos State. Few minutes later, go and tell the Twitter timeline, I'm not lying. He sent me the link of the Lagos State Empowerment Trust Fund, whatever, whatever. That was when Babajide Fashion Trust Fund retweeted. That for those who are, it was that video he sent first. Then in less than 1 hour, the tweet came. Then they told me, now register for this thing now. Within weeks, they've come to me to attend to me, and they said, oh, fill this form, whatever, whatever. But that is not the thing. Then the next day, my mother told me that, do you know that you're on TVC now? They are mentioning your company name on TVC. Oh, what? Do you know how much advice I would have paid to be live on TVC?
Then the next thing, people began to say, oh, somebody coming from Dubai, somebody coming from Saudi Arabia, that do you know one Mark Center? Do you know one Mark Center? Do you know one Mark Center? I said, ah. Then the next one, that evening, that day, the commissioner of police also posted it on his Facebook. Say, I don't know what could have happened to this person. And I saw the commissioner of police say, I'm not hearing one. If you go to his Facebook, you see, he posted Mark Center black, and people began to respond from all around Nigeria. By the next week, offers began to come to me. No, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. And I told my wife, did I tell you that the devil has misread already? In the next few weeks, that office is going to appear far more beautiful than it has ever appeared. I'm telling you, it's the best season that business can enjoy. Is it God's word work wonders? That week when that thing happened, I made a pledge commission towards this camera that we're going to blind. My commitment was low before. That same week, when everything has been taken away, I said, I'm fulfilling my pledge now. I said more than what I have pledged out of what was left. I was telling the devil that my trust is not in what I have. My trust is in God. Like Job, you can take everything away from me, it will come back in manifold. Because the one who gave them has not gone on retirement, has not gone on leave. And the God of wonder began to show up. I'm going to share some of the testimony later on because they are still unfolding. But the God of wonders began to show up. Why? I did not allow that to demoralize me in any way. I told myself, my wife, I said, this is an exam I must write. And I must pass this exam. I must pass this exam. I will have an undying, I will increase my passion for God. Listen to me. Adam did not obey that thing anymore. He obeyed the devil. And the day Adam followed the devil's lifestyle, frustration set into his life. He was driven out of that garden. When you are not obeying the formula of God, like Adam, you too will be driven out of the plan that God has. Because now, you have your own formula. You don't believe in God's formula. But I tell you, in this month of November, if there is any time in your life you want to believe in God's formula, that tent, take care of my garden, so dress the garden, keep the garden, win the loss at all costs, go after my interest, and every other thing, I said that you have nothing to lose. Give it a try this month. Give it a shot this month. In this month of salvation, as we begin to go out for all manners of outreach, next Saturday is our rally. That's why I'm wearing this shirt. Is this shirt not nice? Oh, you should have seen the back of the shirt. They are going to show you. The ushers are going to show you. We are going for a rally Saturday morning and Saturday evening. Saturday morning is rally. Saturday night, evening by 5 p.m. is our carnival. We are setting Elijah Land, which is just a street also show it there. We are setting it ablaze for Christ. Rally in the morning. People will see you wearing your ask me about Jesus. I'm here to answer you any question about Jesus. You wear your shirt Saturday morning. And in the evening we are going, dancing in the street there, giving the people whatever we can have to give them, preaching the undiluted word of God to them. People have not seen people dance like that. The people dance for sell mobile phones. They dance to advertise computers. But we will be dancing, singing, and celebrating and advertising our Jesus. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful thing. Oh, you don't think you want to be part of this? No, don't you think you want to be part of this? So get this week, you must think the shares will be available on Tuesday. And you know, we've resumed our Tuesday service. We only have limited copies. I told all the chapel leaders, we only have limited copies. If you want more, book after the service, because we don't want those who don't love God to come and tie the thing down. And we will. Tuesday, Thursday, everybody is getting there. Saturday morning, we hit the road. Rally in the morning. 5 p.m., carnival starts. Carnival starts. Setting the street ablaze for Christ. You have never seen me do break dance before. Come and watch me on Saturday. Come and watch me on Saturday. By the time I show the they won't be surprised. You think I'm old school? I'm more new than you. But it is a life of pleasure serving God. Job 36 verse 11. If they will obey and serve me, they will live their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure.
if they will obey. So God cannot force you to love him. God cannot force you. If they will obey and serve me, they will live their days in prosperity and spend their years in pleasure. Stand to your feet with me this morning. Lord, this is the month of November. Here I am. Lift your voice and just bless the Lord for his word that you have heard this morning. Bless him for his word. Give him praise for his word. Give him the glory for speaking to you. Give him the honor for speaking to you. Give him the adoration because he has spoken to you this morning. Thank him because he's faithful. Thank him because he's faithful. Thank him because he's faithful. He's a faithful God. Lift your voice and bless his holy name. Lift your voice and just bless his holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now say with me, Father, here I am. Fill me with your love afresh. Help me to love your interest like never before. Lift your voice, somebody, and pray for yourself this morning. Lift your voice and pray for yourself this month. Help me to love your interest. Help me to serve your interest this month. Help me to be all out for you this month. I choose to comply with your formula. I choose to comply with your formula. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Lord, in this salvation month, I choose to live a kingdom-driven lifestyle. A life that is focused on God and the interest of his kingdom. Here I am, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Now lift your hands and say, Father, I am available for you. Use me like never before. In this month of November, I am available for you, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Lift your voice and talk to God. In this month of November, Lord, I am available for you. Use me for your glory. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Oh God, I am available for you. Use me. Use me. Use me like never before. Use me for your glory. Use me for your pleasure. I will serve you, Lord, with you all of my life. Use me, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Father, we thank you for this new month. I pray for all your people, oh God. Those who are online, those who are in this house. I pray for all of them, oh God, that in this month, your love will fill us afresh. That we shall fall in love with you like never before. In the name of Jesus, that we will love you more, oh God. We refuse to make the mistake of Adam. We will obey you, Lord. We will love you, Lord. We will go after your interest, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the reward that follows this instruction. For every other thing shall be added as we serve you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a louder amen, somebody. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. You may please be seated on top of your enemies. Glory be to God. Now, as we prepare to close this first service, before we close this first service, I want to take our tithes and our offering for those of us who have come for this first service. It is time to give our tithe. It is time to give our offering. Then I will be welcoming those who are worshiping with us for the first time in this first service. If you came for first and first service, you may not need to stand because we will be doing the same thing in the second service. But right now, it is time to give our offering. It is time to give our tithe as we honor the Lord and bring glory and pleasure to his name. Hallelujah, somebody. It is more blessed to give, according to the word of the Lord in Acts. Say, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So as you honor the Lord with your substance, you cannot outgive God. You can never outgive him. His blessing is going to overtake you, even in this month, in the name of Jesus. One more time, can we please stand to our feet as we bring out our offerings? Let's stand to our feet as we bring out our offerings. Let's stand to our feet as we bring out our offerings. You brought your tithe also. You have transferred online, or you intend to transfer online. Why now you can also acknowledge as I pray for this group of people. Can we lift up our substance, our tithe, our offering? You made a pledge. You can also, all your kingdom and pledges, you can also give them right now. Transfer online, whichever decide the advice of the you may be. Now lift it up as we pray. Can I have my offering envelope? Father, I thank you this morning because you are a great God. Thank you because your blessing never ceases to overflow to us. Now, Lord, I pray for every tither. Those who are tithing this morning, that the covenant of tithing that makes you to rebuke the devourer will continue to manifest in the life of these ones in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone giving offering this morning that we shall greatly increase in this month. You will be greatly increased on every side. Nothing will decrease in your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Alright, I want us to give this offering as the choir quickly gives us a wonderful song rendition.
All the days of my life I praise you. Everything that I have now you get to me, Baba.
Yes.
Lord, I say for your love I'm grateful. Just in love with plenty, you get to die for me. Yeah, over, over time.
So now, if you came for this first service and you are a first timer, we want to welcome you into this royal family. If today is your first Sunday in Royal Grace Chapel, we want to tell you that we love you. We want to acknowledge you. So if you came for this first service and that you do not intend to wait for the second service, we want to quickly acknowledge you before you go home. Can you please stand to your feet as we acknowledge you? If today is your first Sunday in Royal Grace Chapel, just wave your hands to me. Anybody like that? Wow, please stand to your feet. Somebody, please put your hands together.
You are welcome. Oh, welcome.
Yeah.
You are welcome to the party.
Wow, somebody has shown
you.
Personally welcome you to the royal family. You may please have your seat once the welcome package has been handed over to you. I want to take our time to fill the form that is in the welcome package that has been handed over to you. Kindly fill the form and you will be glad you did. This is Royal Grace Chapel and where we love and care for you. And the Lord who has ushered you into this church today will continually perfect all that concerns you. Now, I want you to know that we have a 3-to-3 rule in this church, and that we are committed to three aspects of your life. The first aspect is your spiritual well-being, and that is why we are committed to pray for you every day. The second aspect is your soul. That is why we have a platform called Rise to a Royal Banquet, which is our daily devotional that is committed to feeding you with the word of God. And the next one is your physical well-being. And your physical well-being, we have made provision for that. In addition to that, we have smaller units in church, which is called the Royal Care Fellowship Center, that we want to encourage you to join today. When you ask you join this, you know, these are your nuclear family that is going to take care of you, that's going to stand with you, that's going to be with you through the thick of the thing, because in that family you will be known well. So after today, by this evening, you will see some people calling you, inviting you to a fellowship. Please avail them, belong to that fellowship, because that fellowship will not only take care of your soul and spirit, it will also take care of your physical well-being. And Tuesday, we expect you to also, the three things we expect from me is that we want you to also join our class, Believers Foundation class, which is a 3-Sunday class that takes place for for 45 minutes every Sunday. When you attend this class, it will train you, nurture you in the Word of God, and it will help you know the kind of family you have begun long to and establish you in this house. The next thing is our midweek service. We taste it by 6:30. When you attend midweek service, we see you as a committed member of the church, because those who are committed are always showing up on our midweek service. The other part is that we also want you to know that in this house, we care for you, and the Lord is going to nourish you and prosper you the more, in Jesus' name. Alright, we want, after today, you can search us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are Grace Chapel, it's our Facebook handle. Please like our Facebook handle so that whenever you are not able to make it to church, you will always know when we come online. And those of you who are watching us online, I also want to welcome you for the first time if you are joining us online. And I said that please send us a mail at rgcihq@gmail.com. We want to send you a welcome package, and you will be sure that your life will not be the same again, even as you belong to this great church, in Jesus' name. Church, are you happy to see all those wonderful people? Can you please put your hands together for them? Hallelujah. Now, before we close the service, remember that the midweek service has resumed back Tuesday, 6:30 is our midweek service. I want you to be part of it. Amen. And now also the big one is that our Thursday chapel prayer meeting is resuming this coming Thursday. Amen. Now, Thursday chapel prayer meeting starts by 7 p.m. 7 p.m. our chapel prayer, no, sorry, 6:30. Sorry, 6:30 is our, and everybody in both fellowship comes together to pray. Now we are preparing for International Sunday. Make sure you locate your country on the map behind, and also begin to prepare that your country are well represented in those. Now, International Sunday is a Sunday where we go international. You have people from different parts of the world represented here on International Sunday, which is taking place the 15th of November, which is this month. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, can we stand to our feet as we share the grace in fellowship? Remember now, what time is our Jesus rally on Saturday? 5 p.m. Jesus rally is what time? 7 a.m. Then Jesus carnival is what time? 5 p.m. And where are we having it? Alaji Oladipupo Street, which is just off Shoretire, and you, I want you to be part of it. Amen. Father, we thank you for this glorious month of November. I thank you because for your children, as we serve your interest in this month, every reward that comes from serving you will overflow in our lives. Those who have crossed over into this month will not end this month a disaster, but they will end this month as a winner, as a victorious person, in advancement and in breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout aloud, amen. Now, can we take our surely one to go? Surely His goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Our royal confession of faith, one to go. I am a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lions are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in Christ. It's my year of laughter. I know no sorrow. My joy knows no bounds. There is no room for sorrow in my life. Hallelujah. I remain victorious. Hallelujah. I remain victorious. This month the Lord will make you laugh, and all that year shall rejoice with you. I said, this month the Lord will make you laugh, and all that year shall rejoice with me. I am royally graced. I'm a bubble. Welcome to the month of November. Second service will be starting in the rest. You'll be there. God bless you.
yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end.